A report by the charity Wavelength is recommending the government provides better broadband infrastructure and incentivise businesses to offer cheaper mobile data so that we can all stay a bit more connected. Figures from the Office of National Statistics suggest 2.6 million adults often felt isolated during lockdown. Tim Leach is the chief executive of the charity Wavelength, who joins me now. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Nice to have you with us. This seems like sort of almost quite an obvious idea, but what would you actually like to see happen to try and tackle loneliness?
Well, I think if we take ourselves back to the first lockdown, we as a charity provided loads of radios to people who are shielding who are over 70. We did that because the broadband connections were just not available. It wasn't holding up very well, and the cost of data has been huge. And the cost of data may be one of the reasons why the latest report on loneliness from young people opposed to middle-aged and older people has been shown to be higher during the COVID period. And that might be because they just cannot get connected the way that lots of us can. And that's sort of respected in the economic zone. So the cost of data is huge as well. And we could bring that down. We can see on the continent and different places that data is a lot cheaper. So it could be a real push we have, which is good for UK PLC, making sure that every home is connected. And I think we're sort of balanced as well. One of the things you missed out is that we talk about digital quality as well, Matt. And what we mean by that is that non-digital alternatives, way people access that. So my aunt, who is in her late 70s, early 80s, needs other forms of service rather than digital ones because she doesn't want to use them. So those are rapidly disappearing. And I think the other thing we point out is digital is not just about whether you get online. Digital is about whether you can get access to things like Wonderful Times Radio and other digital services. Now, you can laugh, but actually, radio has been a real stalwart during the COVID period, and it has been beforehand. You don't need a TV license, so you're not going to get in trouble listening to it. you don't have to pay for loads of data, and you're not going to run up huge bills. And it gives you regional, national information. It gives it in a very accessible format. So there's huge things. Like, there's nearly 10 to maybe 20% of our population have a processing issue around what they see. So pulling things in writing is not good for them. Or non-human voices as well. They have processing difficulties with, if it's computer read back or something like that. But a human voice on a radio is fantastic. And that personal interaction has kept people going and needs to be there. So government are at the moment just looking about pulling people online, doing what they've tried to do for the last 10 years, teach people digital skills, which just has not worked.
Yeah.
We need to see if we can move it forward.
Well, I'm glad that we could have your voice on the radio today there. Tim Leach is from the charity Wavelength, which has got that report out today. Up next, we cross the Atlantic. We're heading to Miami to speak to Jackie Goddard.